know about you, but I appreciate that good singing tonight. Amen. I'm glad standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find him. Amen. I think the problem is a lot of times we ain't looking. But that doesn't mean that he's not there. Amen. Take your Bibles tonight and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. I kind of felt like you'd have to, I guess, be a preacher to understand, but I kind of felt like during the singing that my fault just left me. And I got the message and I thought, well, Lord, this don't sound as good in my head as it did earlier today. But we're going to do our best to mind the Lord anyway. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. I want you to look with me at verse number 23. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse number 23. The Bible said, whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you. Or our brethren be inquired of, they are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. Wherefore show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of your boastings on your of our boastings on your behalf. I want to back up to verse number 23, where Paul says, speaking of Titus, that he is my partner and my fellow, say that word with me, my partner and my fellow helper. Tonight I want to talk about helpers in the house. Amen? Yeah. Helpers in the house. And I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir tonight because this is our working crowd that's here. We have quite a few people who are out in other places tonight. Levi and Cora are out with the teenagers, and then several are out with the Patch and the Pee Wee Club. But I'm glad that I belong to a working church.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I belong to a church where something seems like it's always going on.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. I'm glad there's something to be involved with around here, aren't you?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Here's the question I want to ask you tonight. Anytime you need your church, she's here. Amen. If you have an illness, you're on the prayer line. If you have a burden and you come to the altar, somebody's always right there by you. Isn't that right? Amen. The church, what I'm saying, is a help to us. Amen. The church is a help to me. I mean, I get something out of coming here. I hope you do. Y'all nod your heads, please. I get something when I come here. When Brother Todd and Sister Ashley and Elizabeth and these different ones, when they stand up and sing, I get something out of that.
Amen.
Amen. Now, here's the thing. Our church offers us a lot. What do we offer her? Amen. Now, I want you to individually, some of you have too many irons in the fire. Some of you, if you were to volunteer for something, I'd tell you no because you're doing too much already. Somebody said that 10% of the people do 90% of the work. I don't think that average is correct around here. I believe it's more like, I don't know, I'd hate to even guess to say, but a lot of our people are busy, and I thank God for it. But let's ask ourselves tonight, how am I helping my church? What am I doing to be a help to my church? And make you a little mental list in your head. I thought about it today and I really felt ashamed. I really did. And I made a list in my mind of what I do to help this church. It's a short list. And I bet yours is too. Several areas tonight I want us to look at right quick. Won't take but just probably give me 15 minutes. How about that? Think about this. In my giving, am I helping my church? In my giving, am I helping my church? I'll never forget Brother Dennis Hollis stood up one Wednesday night and testified and said, nobody will ever outgive me in this church. I'll never forget that. Did you know in 16 years, that's the only church member I've ever had say that? And he left and went and joined Clearview. Somebody call that guy and chew him out, amen? Come back. Hey, how am I helping my church in my giving? If our light bill depended on what you gave this week, would it be paid? If whether or not our buses were able to roll and pick up boys and girls Sunday morning, if it depended on what you gave this week, how many buses would leave the parking lot? Now, our tithes, that's the tenth of our income. That's God's already. And if you're keeping that, you're a God robber.
Amen.
Amen. I don't preach on money much, but we're going to hit it just a little bit tonight. I know it's Christmas time. Amen. I know you got presents to buy, but the lights still have to burn. The buses still have to roll. The insurance still has to be paid. And whether we like it or not, the first of every month, $6,000 is due to the bank.
Yeah.
Yes, amen. Are you helping the church in your giving? Has your giving increased or has it decreased? I try to evaluate that every year. I started quite a few years ago, and I won't tell you what I give, but I tithe, and then I give above my tithes every week. Brother Tom's sitting right there. You can ask him. Without fail, I write my checks on Sunday morning, and I give to missions every week. Here's what we ought to pray about. What can I do more? Boy, it's going to get quiet tonight. What can I do more? Here's the thing. You say, preacher, we got so many families in our church out of work. How dare you preach on money? No, that's the time we need to preach on. Because if we got 20-something families out of work, you know what that means? That means I still have a job.
Amen.
So I need to give a little extra.
Yes, sir.
To make up for where my brother's slacking or lacking.
Amen.
Amen. We okay? How many of you even remember the last time I preached about money? Well, get the scowl looks off your faces. I don't do this very often. But every now and then it needs to be done. If my church depended on my giving, how far would she go? Ask yourself that question. Am I helping my church in my giving? Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. Back up one book, 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. Just a few verses of scripture. I know y'all want me to get off this real, real fast. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, look at verses 1 and 2. He said, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week," what day is that, somebody?
Sunday.
"Let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." I get several publications in the mail here at the church. Several different ministry magazines and different things. You know what one of the main topics in every one of those ministry magazines is? Capital campaigns. In other words, there are articles written telling preachers how to get more money out of their people. All these programs and all these things that they set up. Hey, man, that's not God's idea. Here it is. That's God's plan for the financing of the church. Come on. We shouldn't have to get up and fleece you. We shouldn't have to con you into giving. We shouldn't have to have some kind of competition to get you to give. We shouldn't have to have some kind of fundraiser just to pay the bills. Are we all right tonight? I didn't set this up. God did. Amen. By the way, if you're a member of this church, you're responsible for these lights. You're responsible if those buses roll or not. God will hold every one of us accountable for how we've helped our church in our giving. Wow. Point number two, quick, preacher, quick. Amen. Hey, listen, I don't like doing this. But do you know what our budget is? Anybody got any idea? About $5,500 a week, give or take. Is that about right, Brother Tom? You know how much our offering was Sunday? About $2,500. How many weeks can that go by and it not catch up with us sooner or later? I mean, think about it. Brother Tom gave me a figure a while back, and I'm trying to get it exactly right, but the difference between our offerings in 2007 and 2008 was 50-something thousand dollars. Y'all want me to say that again? The difference in 07 and 08 was 50-something thousand. I'm talking about less. Wow. Some of y'all look shocked, like you didn't know. Well, there it is. Something we ought to seriously pray about is our giving in our church. Amen. I'm not talking about your tithes. That's His already. According to Malachi chapter number 3, if you're keeping that, you're robbing God, He said, in tithes and offerings. Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't say it. The Bible did. I mean, boy, I wish we didn't have to give any. I wish it just came in the mail every week. But it doesn't.
That's right.
It doesn't. This is my church, and I want to be a good helper. That's what Paul said. Paul said Titus was his partner and his fellow helper.
That's right.
Wow. You know what it's going to take? Listen, we have no millionaires in our church. Did y'all know that? As far as I know, we don't even have anybody rich in our church. Any of y'all rich? I forgot who it was. Somebody got mad one time and said, Warren English, a rich guy in the church, thinks he runs everything. One of the poorest suckers in the church, man. I tell you stuff about his finances that blow your mind. Brother Warren said, hey, man, he's not rich. He just has a job. He's a construction worker, for goodness sakes. Don't even own his own business. There ain't no rich people here. I'm not rich. I figure, I don't know what Brother Warren makes, and I wouldn't ask, but I figure we probably are pretty close in our income. I don't know. After taxes, my check is $746 every week. 10% of that is $75. Is that about right? Now, that's not much. But put my 75 with his 75, and his 75 with his 75, and his 75 with his 75. Are we getting somewhere?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
When we put all our little bits together, what's that old song say, Brother Todd? Little is much.
Yes, sir.
When God is in it.
Amen.
Have y'all ever studied your Bible, how God does math? Nowhere in the Bible is 2 plus 2, 4. God is a God of multiplication. Give it to me, He said. Remember the little boy with the lunch? The little happy meal, the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes? Andrew said, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, give it to me. Give me that little bit. Have you ever felt like what you give to God is so little that it ain't going to make a difference, no way?
Amen.
That you might as well keep it? God cannot bless that. And God will not bless that. I wonder sometimes if we don't struggle so bad financially because we're robbing God of what is rightfully His.
Amen. Yes,
we're paying our cable bill with God's money.
Yeah.
We're keeping a satellite on our roof with our tithes. We okay?
Yeah.
You know what used to amaze me? We ran a Christian school here for 12 years, 12, 13 years. The people who always owed the school the most money took the best vacations. I'm smiling. Why ain't y'all? The people I'm talking about, I'm not talking about $200 or $300 in the hole. I'm talking about thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands. Some of y'all were on the school board. Brother Allen was. Brother Greg, you remember? Man, we had these big meetings, and we'd meet, and we'd say, we're $25,000 in the hole. So-and-so owes $8,000. Somebody call them. They're in Florida. They're on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And you think God's going to bless you? I'm doing this as nicely as I know how.
Yes,
But how are we helping in our giving? Give it some thought. Give it some prayer. You want to watch God bless your home? Start giving Him what's His. I'll never forget, he's dead and in heaven, but Roger Cole was my mentor when I got saved. He took me up under his wing, Brother Todd, and I loved him. But I remember he had a little shop outside his house, and we were sitting out there in his little shop, a little barn. One night we were getting ready for a fishing tournament, is what we was doing. And we just sitting there putting new line on reels and talking about fishing, having a good time. And then he had to go and ruin it all. He said, "Ed, you've been paying your tithes." I said, "Huh?" I said, "That ain't none of your business." He said, "That's my church." He said, "That's my preacher we're paying every week. It is my business whether or not you tithe." I said, "Well, I put something in the offering every week." He said, "How much you put in there?" I said, $5. He said, $5? He said, "Church don't mean no more to you than that. You don't care no more about Brother Earl than $5? He said, "I'd be ashamed of myself if I was you." And I was getting pretty ashamed about then. He said, "I want you to try something out. Why don't you just put God to the test?"
Yeah.
He said, "You and Angie struggling?" He said, "Just no matter how much you work, it seems like the more you work, the more you owe. Is that right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You do all these side jobs." He was a plumber too, and we did side jobs together. He said, "Does it ever help you to get ahead?" I said, "Ahead? I don't even know what ahead is."
Amen.
He said, "Why don't you quit keeping what's God's?"
Amen.
That next Sunday morning, I gave God 10% of my income. And the next Sunday, and the next Sunday, the next, that's been 20-something years ago. As far as I know, I've never missed. If I did, I doubled up next time. You know what? God's blessed me.
Amen.
More than He ever did. I remember bankruptcy. Boy, it got quiet. I remember standing on my front porch and watching my cars leave the driveway behind a wrecker. Don't talk to me about hard times, I know. But when I was having it the toughest, I was keeping what belonged to God. Here's what one old preacher said, and I found it to be true. You can't outgive Him. You cannot outgive God. By the way, those of you who don't pay your tithes, I promise you, you don't keep it. I promise you, you don't. Your transmission gets it. Your doctor gets it. Your washing machine and dryer technician gets it. You don't keep it. God is not going to let you keep it. By the way, here's what I feel like, and I'm going to move on. When you keep what's God's, He's going to get it with interest. We okay?
Yes, sir.
Would you rather willingly give Him the 75 or make Him take 90? Y'all okay? It's a no-brainer, ain't it? Somebody say amen. Are you helping your church in your giving? Secondly, are you helping your church in its growing? Are you helping it in giving? Are you helping it in growing? Simple questions. How are you helping your church financially? Secondly, how are you helping your church to grow? When's the last time somebody came and sat on one of these pews because you invited them? This ain't shouting stuff, is it? I mean, it's just really not. I mean, it's kind of rubber meets the road. What am I doing to help my church?
Yeah.
Have I invited anybody to church lately?
Don't everybody jump up and holler at once. We have two visitations a week. It never fails. Something comes up on Saturday morning, don't it? It never fails. Let me just quit pointing out here and let me just point right up in here. I'm the world's worst. Me, I'm the world's worst. Seemed like if I wanted somebody to preach to, I'd go invite somebody to come, wouldn't I? Come on, y'all help me now. How many of us could do better in that department? Every one of us could. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all know somebody who's lost? If they died right now, they'd bust hell wide open. Y'all know somebody personally who's lost. When's the last time you invited them to come? I used to say this all the time. If you'll get them here, I'll preach to them. You know what? The deal still goes. I still will. I preached my heart out Sunday morning. I did. But man, if somebody was here and lost and didn't get saved, it was their fault. I know I'm not a great preacher, but that gospel is simple, and I made it plain Sunday morning. Amen. Sometimes I preach it so good I want to get saved again. Amen. I mean, I get to liking it, boy, and I'm thinking, yeah, boy, man, if I was sitting there lost, I'd get saved. Amen. What are we doing to help our church in our giving? What are we doing to help our church in our growing? You know, growing is more than inviting somebody. Growing involves helping somebody along who just got saved. He's not here tonight, but Bobby. What's Bobby's last name? Oh, yeah, right there, see? When Bobby got saved, I told Jason, right there, I said, he's yours. I said, you go out there and introduce yourself to him and be his friend. Help him. Amen. How many of you knew everything when you got saved? Still a long ways off, ain't we? I don't know if he did it on purpose or not, but Roger Cole was a blessing to me. He was nobody. He wasn't even a deacon. He was just a faithful member in the church. You know what he did? He said, I'm going hunting Saturday morning. You don't go. I've known him all my life. He was a good bit older than me. I remember one Saturday out on visitation, we went by their house, and Roger had a rifle sitting in the floor, and I was just a kid. I picked it up and shot a hole in the floor. I did. On visitation on Saturday with my mom, shot a hole in his floor. I got saved. He was the first person who came to me. He said, I'm going to go hunting Saturday. You want to go? Yeah. You know everybody that comes in here brand new and they just get saved, you know what they're trying to do? Trying to find a place where they can fit. How many of you ever been to a church besides this one? And you felt like you had something nasty on your face or something. Come on. My wife and I, when I first started preaching, we went to a church one time in Rockmart. I was the guest preacher. It was a youth meeting. My wife went in the nursery with several other women, took our baby. Till this day, ain't nobody in that church spoke to her. She was the visiting preacher's wife. Nobody said, good to have y'all. How are you doing? What's your name? Nothing. That's a surefire way to ensure visitors never return. Anybody can stick their hand out and say, hey, how are you doing? It never fails. I have to call some of you down and say, hey, dear in fellowship, go find out who that is. I want to know the fella's name. We okay tonight? Growing is more than inviting. Growing is taking care of them once we get them in here. Amen. I got here just a few minutes early tonight, and Levi wasn't here yet, so the gym was locked. And the Latour girls were standing out there, faithful. I wonder how many of you even know them. If I didn't have them up here to sing once in a blue moon, you wouldn't know who they were. Shame on us. Some of y'all wouldn't know most of our bus kids if they walked in this room. I don't know all their names. There ain't no way I can keep up. But every now and then, we ought to leave our little comfort zone. Go out there and see. Every now and then, you ought to just don't everybody do it at once, but every now and then, you ought to say, Brother Greg, can I come out there with y'all this morning? Yeah, look at him. Brother Greg's going, you know what Brother Robbie does every Sunday night? Other than preach before he gives out the... Tabitha's going, amen. You know what he does? He begs for help. He begs for help. What are we trying to do? We're trying to grow a church. I'm not talking about numerically. Numerically is good. Well, I'm talking about depth. I'm talking about discipleship. I'm talking about mentoring. I'm talking about being a father figure to somebody. Amen. I know we're busy. Every one of us are. Every one of us. I don't know how many times Eric Knight, who is assistant pastor down in Texas now, I don't know how many times he's told me he wouldn't have made it without Greg Nix. He said that over and over and over and over and over. I mean, they're close to the same age. Hey, you're older, I know, but that's his spiritual father. That's what he calls him. He didn't just lead him to Christ. He took an interest in him. All of us could do that with at least one. Could we not? Come on. As much as some of you women talk on the phone, make it worthwhile. Make it count. How long's it been since you called somebody up and said, hey, I didn't see you in Sunday school last Sunday. Everything okay? Amen. I took a major interest. Of course, there's reason for it. But in my little brother, I don't go. My little brother been out of church for years and years and years. And I just took an interest in his life. Before he came around, I didn't even know where he was. I couldn't have found him with the FBI, I don't reckon. But I took an interest in his life. Why don't you pick you out somebody? We okay? I'm not being, I don't mean being a hindrance. I'm not talking about pestering anybody. I'm just talking about caring about somebody. Yeah. Amen. Yes. You say, what have I got to offer? More than you might think. Amen. More than you might think. I wonder how many times a visitor leaves here and goes, that's not a real friendly place. I hope they never do. But I'm not asking you about our church as a whole. I'm asking about you individually. Personally, how am I helping my church when it comes to my giving? How am I helping my church when it comes to its growing? And how am I helping my church, and I'm done, when it comes to its going? Our church is outreach oriented. I'll never forget before my mother-in-law ever joined our church, Meemaw, or Joyce. She said she was afraid to join our church for a long time because this wasn't the kind of church you could just join and sit and do nothing. She's right. This is a working church. I've come to find this out over the last several years. People do pretty much what they want to do. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You're just as involved as you want to be. It's not that Brother Eddie likes so-and-so better than he likes so-and-so. I'm fed up with hearing that kind of garbage. That's not true.
Somebody said, well, I can't believe he picked so-and-so for such-and-such job.
They'll do it. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
How many of you, if you went on a job interview, if the guy asks you a question, will you show up every day? Well, no. No, not really. I may come in on Mondays, and I may come in again around Thursday if I feel like it. You think you'd... Somebody called about a reference on you today. I told him what a sorry, low-down, lying dog you was, brother. No, I'm kidding. Would you get the job? Well, why do you criticize me? When I give a duty or a responsibility to somebody who's just faithful. You know the people who usually get mad? Those that don't show up half the time. We okay? How are we helping our church in our giving? How are we helping our church in our growing? How are we helping our church in our going? Wow. I don't know one bus captain that would refuse your help.
That's right.
Amen.
I don't think there's any way you could show up to the rescue mission and go, they go, no, y'all brought too many. I don't think there is anybody in this room. I don't think there's anybody that Brother Greg Nix would say, no, I don't want you handing out tracts from me. Uh-uh. You're not qualified. How much qualification does it take? I don't know how long you have to go to college. Wow. I didn't even speak. You know one of the most effective track, I don't know what you call them, a track passer outer I've ever seen? One of the most effective was Levi when he was little. You remember that?
Amen.
He was so precious. You know what he'd do? He would stand in the grocery store, Six Flags. I'll never forget going to Six Flags. They had just opened that ride, it's over there by the screen machine. Viper, is it a Viper? Is that what it's called?
Ninja.
I think it's a Ninja. Thank you. That's what it was. They had just opened the Ninja. And we're walking through here. Levi's about this big. I mean, just little old bitty fella. He ain't tall enough to get on the ride. And the lady standing there at the gate, he looked up at her. His lip started quivering. She said, what is this? He said, it's a gospel tract. Tell you about Jesus. I never saw anybody except one look at that kid and say no. We were passing out tracts one Halloween night in Dallas, and Levi gave a guy a tract and he ate it. Levi looked at me and said, I said, give him another. Levi gave him another. He crammed it in his mouth. I said, give him a chick tract. It's a book. I wanted to see if he... Seriously tonight, am I a fellow helper? Or am I a liability? It's an honest question, isn't it? I don't want you to answer this question. I don't want you to raise your hand. But is your church a blessing to you?
Amen.
Think about it seriously. Is your church a blessing to you? I don't know how many of you I've heard stand up and testify and say, this is my family. You call it more than your church. You call it your family. And ask yourself this question. How big a blessing are you to it? How big? I want to work on this thing myself. I want to be a bigger blessing to my church. Because my church sure is a blessing to me. Amen? Let's stand our feet tonight. Thank you, Brother Jason. I don't know if it's good preaching or not, but it was needful. It's needful preaching. Hey, y'all remember Brother Freddie and Miss Shelley and the kids? They're traveling. They took off yesterday to go to Florida. So just pray the Lord watch over them, give them good weather and a good time. Amen. Let's see. I was trying to remember if there's something else I want to tell you about. Yes, Miss Megan. I missed all that. Say it one more time. Okay. Okay, Becky Starnes, that's Brother Don's little sister. So, boy, y'all keep her in your prayers, okay? All right.
Brother Greg, how about you and Frank hand those prayer sheets out as people come to pray, if y'all don't mind. Come on, get your prayer sheet. When you get through praying, you're dismissed, but remember other people around you may still be praying, okay?